Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. San Francisco mayoral candidate Mark Farrell says he wants to declare a state of emergency on the fentanyl crisis and open a new drug treatment intake center if he wins the election. If that sounds familiar, there's a reason. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez explains.
Mayor London Breed tried the same thing in 2021 with one major difference. People were allowed to use drugs in the intake center. Farrell says his plan would require abstinence. Del Seymour helps Tenderloin drug users find programs to kick their habits. He says abstinence doesn't work for everyone.
I would not have gotten clean if I went into a straight abstinence mode. I was not, my body, my mind, especially my mind, was not ready for that.
City data shows that more than 300 overdoses were reversed at Breed's Tenderloin Center because users overdosed in the presence of staff and not on the street. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
Oakland Street Response Team started taking calls for service directly from the public this month. It's off to a slow start. KQED's Nick Altenberg explains.
You've reached MACRO, Mobile Assistance Community Responders of Oakland.
MACRO is meant to divert low-level calls away from police. After 2 years in operation, you can now call them directly for help. In its first month, the phone line got 348 calls, but less than half requested a team after hearing the message.
We will respond to nonviolent, non-emergency calls of assistance that do not require police or fire units.
Calls the team responds to include wellness checks and minor mental health concerns. Elliot Jones, the program manager, says they only respond when
there is no current violence, there are no visible weapons, and that the individual is not making violent threats or acting in a criminal or crisis way.
MACRO also does not enter homes or businesses. Oakland City Councilmember Carol Fife says that may not be enough.
We need to expand the type of calls. It can't just be for, you know, a homeless response.
But Jones says they're having an impact.
That does free up the Alameda County Crisis Services and the other mental health teams that are focused solely on crisis to do their job.
For situations MACRO can respond to, the number is 510-44-MACRO.
If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911.
I'm Nick Altenberg, KQED News.
A new state bill would lower speed limits and increase safety precautions in school zones. Peninsula Assemblyman Mark Berman says that currently, school zone signs lower the speed limit, quote, when children are present, and that's confusing for drivers.
It's difficult to enforce, and it does not appropriately protect school employees, parents, or other caregivers.
Instead, Berman is proposing set hours for school zone speed limits from 7 to 10 a.m. and from 2 to 5 p.m., as well as lowering the speed limit to 20 miles per hour or less. And in sports, the Giants lost their first game of the season to the Padres, 6-4. That series resumes in San Diego this evening. The Guardians shut out the A's at their home opener, 8-0. They play again at the Coliseum this evening. The Sharks lost to the Wild, 3-1. The Warriors play the Hornets in Charlotte at 4 our time today. The Stanford women's basketball team plays NC State in the Sweet 16. Tip-off is at 4:30, and we'll have more on that match coming up at 8:20. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.